This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe.
Lost my life and a girlfriend.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I was looking for it when they pulled that gun. And I hope that you...
I just remembered, I was telling the crew to grab the article. CNN had this headline of the weekend. It's incredible. For his Christmas message, Trump speaks in front of Christmas trees and raises his fist. Yeah, we're under such cult control to even show some Germanic cannon bomb shows how ignorant you anti-Christians are. We have to raise our fists and say Merry Christmas in defiance. There it is. Trump, raise fist, wishes all a Merry Christmas. How horrible. Matt Bracken's our guest, and I'm going to leave the studio. David Knight is taking over with several of other reporters with big breaking news. So please stay with us in the fourth hour, and we'll also continue with calls. But we're taking a few final calls here. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, guys. McCain is fomenting trouble all over the Eastern Republic. You've got him in Latvia, Estonia, calling for a permanent NATO force in Estonia. And last time I checked, the United States spends 3.6% of GDP on the military, European Union 1.1%. Now, do you want to touch on censorship of the Internet for a second?
Sure.
Okay. I had my Internet taken away by Verizon because I was going beyond what you were willing to go. And at times it was like walking through quicksand. Then the day of Masters and Commanders at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I was shut down hard. They came out over a 30-day period, replaced the equipment on the side of the house at the cabinet out by a lake where a lot of the different wires come in. Then they repaired the switch, and finally, 30 days in, late at night, somebody in the Philippines said, your circuit, I said, which is bigger, switch or circuit? Circuit. Your circuit is coming up, not even in our inventory. It's coming up as a foreign.
All right, I appreciate your call. We got some seminar callers today. I picked it up, the voice of one guy, and now the second, kind of joking around. The way Internet censorship works, he signed the bill. This is going on, is they have big mass filters against everybody. Then they try to call people out individually and fine or fee them. And the Chinese have a model that we're now adopting of an Internet profile where you get downvotes for criticizing government and big corporations. So it's a social profile score that's like the mark of the beast. Mr. Bracken, closing comments on that.
It's truly, you know, political correctness is polite censorship. It's just censorship without, you know, the shooting and the gulags. But, you know, you're put at threat of losing your job. That's pretty significant. Ask Cheryl Atkinson about people coming out and, you know, doing computer work that she didn't ask for. She wrote a book about it called Stonewalled. And as far as anybody interested in my short pieces, I have links to all my short pieces, most of them on my website on a links page. I would recommend folks read, like, Alas, Brave New Babylon. That's the end of a cyber war that I see where the power goes down. But yeah, as long as we can, we have to push as far as we can against censorship. This is really if we lose this battle, then we have no control at all. But I think that the Trump election did show us that the people are smart enough to work around the psyops. And because of shows like yours and Breitbart and so forth, we do see the mainstream media as psyops now. So it's no longer working. Once you see the man behind the curtain pulling the levers, you never go back to believing in Oz.
That's right, Matt.
They're trying to get us to believe in Oz again, but it's too late.
Yeah, no matter how big the new phantasm is, no matter how big the projection, the hologram, we know it's a little guy behind the curtain, and we're all Toto now. This is what it comes down to. Well, listen, have a great New Year coming up. I want to thank you for everything, Matt Bracken, and the listeners. God bless you. All right, folks, I'm going to get out of the studio and let David Knight get in here. He's all wound up with a lot of key intel to cover. Please don't forget we have storewide free shipping. We're extending right through to New Year's now. and 50 to 30% off everything while supplies last. We're selling out of everything ahead of the new year. So we have to pay, obviously, tax on inventory. And I want to thank you all for your support. God bless you all. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this fourth hour. We're going to be joined by Owen Schroyer and Ashley Beckworth at the bottom of the hour. Beckford, sorry. They're going to join me at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about some of the current issues. I want to talk about the history of this countering the info war that we're seeing right now, because that's what it was called when it was introduced back in March. But we have a much longer history than that. Understand that when this bill got introduced back in March, it was called Countering the Information Warfare Act of 2016. Then during the summer, they changed the name. They called it Countering Foreign Propaganda and Disinformation Act of 2016. Really, this was set up to counter the info wars, okay? Because as Hillary Clinton had pointed out, it's an info war and we're losing it. Remember that quote that we played so many times here at InfoWars? They know precisely what this is. They are involved in a process of information warfare. And I want to take you back 100 years ago. 1917, the Espionage Act of 1917. So many people on the left are now seeing that they've been used as tools. We see the Democrats, who've been heavily connected to the Democrat Party, now seeing that they're being jettisoned in favor of the Muslims. That's what the Obama administration is doing. They're burning down a very important, what has been a very important part of their party, because they frankly don't need the Jews anymore. They've got the Muslims. Muslims have a lot of money, and the Muslims have a lot of bodies that Obama is very rapidly bringing into this country. But there's another aspect of this as well, and that's the Hollywood aspect. Think about how solid Hollywood has been behind the Democrat Party. I want to go back 100 years to a case, the United States versus motion picture film, The Spirit of 76. Doesn't that sound like a civil asset forfeiture case? United States versus a vehicle or a Learjet. That's what we see with civil asset forfeiture. This was the U.S. going against a motion picture film, and the film was about the American Revolution, singing the praises of George Washington and others, and that was something that the Woodrow Wilson administration didn't want to have because they wanted to get us involved in World War I on the side of the British. So anything that made the British look bad was going to be hammered. And so we have this case, the espionage case of producer Robert Goldstein. And if you go back and look at this, this is one of the earliest prosecutions for the Espionage Act of 1917. And remember that it was Barack Obama who has prosecuted more journalists, more whistleblowers under the Espionage Act of 1917 than all the previous presidents of the last 100 years combined. Think about where this is going as we look at this move against free press. Understand, and this is the facts of the case. Let me just lay this out for you because this is very important for you to understand where these people are. And I'm talking to you people in Hollywood. All of you who think that the Democrats are your friend, who think that the fake news thing is something that, that is a response to this election, it has a very long history. This was a film that was created, and it premiered in Chicago in May of 1917. And when it premiered, they went in and they got the head of Chicago's police censorship board. So they started out with brute force censorship right in your face. And they confiscated this and said, no, it portrays the British in a negative light, and we don't want that because we want to go to war. And the American people already don't want war. So we're trying to sell this war to them, so we're going to stop this information that you've got coming out here. Then they confiscated the film. The film resurfaced in L.A. with the deleted scenes that they objected to inserted back in. So then they began a criminal prosecution against a guy who, interestingly enough, was called Goldstein. Goldstein, like in 1984, remember? It was Goldstein who got his 2 minutes of hate. Now, I'm sure that that was a reference really to Trotsky, the internal fights within the Communist Party that Orwell was referring to. But I think it's kind of interesting that he used that name. Perhaps it's a coincidence, perhaps not. What they wound up doing was convicting him for aiding and abetting the German enemy because he made a movie about the American Revolution that showed the British in a negative light. He was charged in federal court with violating the Espionage Act. They said that the film was seditious on its face. This is where we're headed, folks. Understand, this has not changed. It has accelerated. As I pointed out, Barack Obama has used this same act more than all the other presidents combined in the last 100 years. So they said it was seditious on his act. They said he tried to incite riots. He was trying to cause insubordination, disloyalty, and mutiny by U.S. soldiers. He was sentenced to 10 years. He received a massive fine. He later had his prison sentence commuted to 3 years by Woodrow Wilson. They also talked about throughout the entire trial saying that he was actually a German spy, not the Russian narrative that we're hearing now, but he was a German spy. It doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. Now, why could they do this, you ask? Well, it was our beloved Supreme Court that said at the time that motion pictures did not deserve First Amendment protection. And that was not reversed until 1952. So all of you people who are saying that the Supreme Court, whatever their opinion is at the moment, is law, that's not true. And you should look at this case very carefully and understand how they can say at one point in time that you have free speech in one area, like motion pictures, Hollywood, are you listening? And then at a later date, they can say you don't have it or whatever. They can change at will because these are 9 politically appointed judges who should not be standing over our Constitution. They gave that power to themselves in a Supreme Court decision. And, of course, Thomas Jefferson opposed that as well. But then they got more subtle during World War I. Okay, we had Edward Bernays, the father of propaganda, the guy who talked about engineering consent. And they got very subtle about how they were going to do this. They made it a psychological operation. And some of the very first PSYOPs of the modern age we had as part of World War I, trying to shape public opinion to get us to support a war. And then after the war, Edward Bernays became the father of modern public relations because propaganda at that point in time had been associated with Goebbels. And many Americans think that it was Goebbels and the Nazis who created propaganda. No, they learned it from Edward Bernays. And then what did he do post-war? Well, what they talked about post-war was things like selling cigarettes to people. And, of course, this is post-World War I we're still talking about. Very powerful, the way that he sold cigarettes to people. Okay, he had publicity campaigns telling women that they need to overcome their resistance to cigarette smoking by understanding, having a demonstration of the 1929 Easter Parade. He had fashionable young women flaunt their torches of freedom. See? We even saw that with Virginia Slims in my lifetime, telling people, oh, yeah, you've come a long way, baby. You can get cancer as quickly as the men can. Okay, he promoted Lucky Strikes by convincing women that the forest green hue of the cigarette pack was among the most fashionable of colors. I'm reading from an article here by The Conversation, taking a look at the progress of propaganda into public relations. Okay, and interestingly enough, as he was selling these cigarettes, telling people that they were soothing to the throat, that they slimming to the waistline, okay, he would, at home, his wife wanted to smoke because she was watching his propaganda. And he would grab the cigarettes out of her hand and break them in half and throw them into the toilet. See, he knew that. But he would do a lot of other things, okay? He would tell people to sell Dixie cups. He would create a propaganda campaign. I'm sorry, public relations, okay, is what he calls it. He would create a propaganda campaign to tell people, hey, regular glasses and cups in your home aren't sanitary. You need to use Dixie cups because that's disposable cups are the only things that are sanitary. So this is the way they manipulated public opinion. Now let's fast forward to the 1970s when we found out that our government, the NSA, the CIA, were spying on Americans, just as we learned yet again with the Snowden revelations. We had the Frank Church hearings. We had the Pike hearings in the House. And they took a close look at that and said, hey, we need to make sure that isn't going to happen. And they said, well, don't worry. We're only going to do it to foreign governments. It's going to be the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And that's going to constrain the CIA and the NSA. Yeah, right. So what did they do? They used the FISA Act to create dragnet surveillance of everyone. That's precisely what they did. They used it as a rubber stamp, the very thing that was supposed to prohibit them from dragnet surveillance of American citizens. They used to rubber stamp their search warrants for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, as Rand Paul talks about it. You have one FISA judge, as they say, in the so-called FISA court. There's no argument back and forth. We're not allowed to know what the FISA court has decided, and yet they say that FISA court, just like the Supreme Court, can amend our constitutional rights. They can get a search warrant against everyone. And now we're seeing this with Facebook and other issues because they passed another act, the CISA Act, that takes away the ability of citizens to sue these organizations like Facebook and Google who turn over this information to the federal government. That's what they wanted to shut down all along. And with this was reported, interestingly enough, for the first time back in May 2012, that congressmen were seeking to lift a propaganda ban. After World War II with the Cold War, they created the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, and they said, but with the Smith-Mundt Act, we are going to make sure that they don't broadcast in America because we don't want the American government propagandizing American citizens. Well, that was being repealed in May of 2012. One of the first people to tell us about it was Michael Hastings. Remember the guy that was being pursued by the FBI? He told his friends and the government, various intelligence agencies, and then he wound up dying in a very suspicious car explosion that I believe was an assassination. We called that from the very beginning. I still stand by that assessment. I believe he was murdered by the American government. This is a guy who told us back in 2012 an amendment that would legalize the use of propaganda on American audiences is being inserted into the latest defense authorization bill. Hey, things haven't changed very much, have they? We now see that this has happened as of this last Friday. And, of course, it was at the beginning of the month, Thursday, I think it was December the 8th, that we had Hillary Clinton, interestingly, come out and say that we had reached an epidemic of fake news. And then they inserted this bill that it had bipartisan support, was put out there by Portman this summer, that was originally titled Countering the Information War. Okay? They put this into the NDAA the very next day, that Friday, passed it through Congress with heavy Republican support, I'll add. because it's not just Obama that is taking away your freedom. It is also the Republicans. And we need to understand as we look at this, as this is going to play out, this has been envisioned as a partnership with the State Department, the very institute that Hillary Clinton was running. It's going to be a partnership between the State Department and the Pentagon. What is the position of the new Secretary of State, the new Secretary of Defense on this? Because they were the ones who could shut it down.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We'll be joining the next segment with Owen Schroyer and Ashley Beckford. We're going to be talking again about this movement to censor the truth. And as we look at how this is progressing, I had a very interesting thing that I got in the mail sent today. And it was from a listener. who sent a note to us along with a check and said, thank you so much and the entire staff for all of your hard work. I'm enclosing not only a donation, they just sent a check to us, not only a donation, but also magazines from The Nation, The Sierra Club, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And here's the magazine that they sent here, Southern Poverty Report, and their donation card from the Southern Poverty Law Center, saying that they want you to sign a petition calling on President-elect Trump to repudiate bigotry and hate. Because that's the way. Will you repudiate the Ku Klux Klan yet again? No matter how many times he does it, and he never endorsed them, they simply try to pretend that he did Morris Deese. And, of course, interestingly enough, it was Morris Deese who defended the Klan. That was his only involvement in the civil rights movement, was to defend the Ku Klux Klan. And then he dropped out and got back in when it was all finished in the late 1970s because he got a massive mailing list working as a PR guy. We were just talking about public relations. That's how he got back in and got in, switched sides then, went from the Ku Klux Klan to the Democrats and became the Southern Poverty Law Center. But I think it's interesting, and the reason I mentioned this was because we're having an effect. Here's someone who was on the far left, listening to this false narrative that the Southern Poverty Law Center puts out there about racism, and listening to the Sierra Club, to the Nation, and saying, I can't even read these places anymore now that you've woken me up. And so we really appreciate that. And the person who sent that's for you. I'm not going to say who it was, but we appreciate that support. What we try to do here is to offer you products, and that's why we have set up the InfoWars Life store. We need the support to maintain our independence. But we also want to offer you something. We don't solicit direct donations. We accept direct donations, and we're grateful for that when it happens. But we want to offer you products that will help you to survive, help you and your family to improve your health, to improve your survivability, your preparedness. And so that's what we're offering here. And I think it's interesting, as we looked over the last few days, the articles that were breaking about how the left is now prepping and the right is saying, hey, we're fine. Everything's fine. Donald Trump is there. You know what? In this case, the people on the left are acting a bit more wisely than the people on the right, because you don't know, even if Donald Trump does everything perfectly, there could be a natural disaster. There could be an engineered disaster. You need to prepare for your future and not go back to sleep. Don't rest on your laurels. This is a fight that is going to continue. We're going to talk about that in the next segment, what Obama has signaled that he's going to do. I was talking about Woodrow Wilson. You know, Woodrow Wilson, the globalist, was the only president to remain in Washington after leaving. And now Barack Obama is going to be the next one, because he's not finished with his globalist agenda. But going back to what we have, of course, we've extended the Christmas super sale. We've extended it through January the 1st. Just like many people continue the Christmas tradition until January the 1st, the new year, we're extending our 2016 Christmas super sale throughout this week. And everything at InfoWars Life Store is available for free shipping. That is a huge savings. And, of course, we've had discounts of 25 to 50% across the board. We've had a lot of products that have sold out, but you can still find a lot of these, like Supermail at 30% off, Brainforce at 33% off, Secret 12. All these are discounted heavily in addition to free shipping. And so take a look at what we have. We've already sold out of colloidal silver and fluoride-free toothpaste, DNA Force, Child Ease, Biome Defense 50 probiotic. But we still have a lot of items that are available at discounts of 25 to 50% off. And again, everything is free shipping through January the 1st. Now, in the short period of time that we got left in this break, and we're going to talk about this more in the next segment with Owen and Ashley, but let's not forget that it was 5-6 years ago that everybody was talking about Cass Sunstein. And remember what we were saying about Cass Sunstein? This was the regulation czar in the Obama administration. And he was pushing this idea of nudging. He wrote a book called Nudge, Why We Nudge, saying, hey, we can manipulate people's opinions and do it in a way that is good for them and good for society. That is precisely now what we see at Facebook. It is Cass Sunstein's page, you know, Why We Nudge, our nudge in chief. There you go, right there, New York Times and these others, Why We Nudge. And remember that he also wrote another book called Conspiracy Theories and Other Dangerous Ideas. They say that Cass Sunstein, and this is going back to 2014, He said, this is The Atlantic, saying that he'd collected 11 of his most controversial articles on subjects as diverse as conspiracy theories, climate change, same-sex marriage, animal rights, new progressivism, and one volume, Conspiracy Theories and Other Dangerous Ideas. He favors soft government interventions like warnings and default rules over outright bans on dangerous behavior. See, rather than having the overt censorship, they're going to come at you with a nudge. It's going to be a pretty hard nudge. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now are Owen Schroyer and Ashley Beckford. And as you just heard, to make America great again, we have to make America free again. They're continually telling us that we can become safer if we give up our freedom. And that is never going to happen. As I've said many times, to the extent that you give up your freedom, you become a slave to that degree. Slaves are never safe. Slaves are never secure. What they're doing is they're creating a prison around us bit by bit. And today I want to focus a little bit on this move against freedom of speech. And this is something that is being portrayed as a reaction to the election of Donald Trump. And I just talked to you about how this goes back to the early summer, goes back to March. It was a move to control to counter the information war, they said. Then they changed it to counter foreign influence. And they did that in the summer. And all of this was before all the stuff started about Russia. All of that phoniness. You know, when we talk about hacks, understand that we got a couple of different definitions of hacks. They're talking about it as a verb, as in breaking into a computer. Remember the older version of hack, the noun, that was a writer or a journalist that was producing dull, unoriginal work, like, you know, Hillary Clinton writing your news articles, that type of hack. Well, you know what? What it exposed was that Hillary Clinton and the people who headed the DNC, the people at the New York Times, the people at the Washington Post, they were the hacks. The truth about the election that was exposed, whoever released that information, the truth was that she lost that election because of hacks, because they were hacks, not because necessarily of an action of somebody to break in. But joining me now is Owen and Ashley. And, you know, when we look at this, this is something that people need to understand how long this has been unfolding. As I pointed out, this goes back 100 years. There was some right-in-your-face censorship to try to get people involved in the First World War. That was Woodrow Wilson, the original globalist, okay? And that didn't work as well as the psychological operations that were put in by Edward Bernays, who became a master of propaganda in the advertising business. He was the inspiration for the German Nazis and their propaganda campaigns. And then as we look closer, 5 or 6 years ago, we see Cass Sunstein talking about how they needed to nudge people, how instead of doing outright bans, they were going to do it as a very subtle psychological operation. And that's what we now see in this organization that they're creating that's going to be run by the State Department that is going to push back. It's going to determine what is harmful for us and what isn't. They were talking 5 or 6 years ago how it'd be great for the government to tell us in lunchroom circumstances. This is before Michelle had her lunchroom program. They said, hey, we need to have the government put out the proper choices for people. But when they saw how that worked out. So this is something that is not new. Your comments on how this is shaping up.
Well, back, it's funny you talk about hacks. It was hacks that lost Hillary the election. Hacks like Barack and Michelle Obama. Hacks like Bill Clinton, John Podesta, Nancy Pelosi. But as far as them putting us into this prison planet is what we always like to talk about. You know, back with Edward Bernays, what they realized is that psychological operations can be much more effective than actual physical operations because you can get away with these things kind of in the shadows or underground. And a lot of these movements to centralize power or to globalize, you know, the entire planet kind of go unnoticed and untalked about. And that's because of the psychological warfare that we see. So now we're seeing that with InfoWars and other independent media outlets, people are picking up on this. They can't just get away with these psychological operations without being called out on it. So the question now is, will the American public fully embrace the fact that they are under psychological warfare 24/7? And every time we see things like this, pushing for more safety or protection in the wake of giving away our rights, you know, that's like you're saying, that's heading towards slavery. But the people in America are starting to buck that. And I think it's happening worldwide, too. And so what are we seeing now? They want to censor any independent news. They want to get rid of any voice out there that's calling this to the attention. So that way the state is in control of the narrative.
Yeah, it's very interesting. When we go back and look at this, and of course, this is a book from Cass Sunstein. He talked about conspiracy theories, and yet what we have here is a clear stated conspiracy from Cass Sunstein. And of course, he was involved with the Chicago Brain Trust, if you want to call it that, the propaganda organization that Obama came out of. He was given vast control over regulations. That's where he wanted to set. He set it an organization that was created by the Reagan administration, say, hey, we're going to take a look at the regulations that come out of the EPA and other organizations to make sure that we keep them under control. Now, I think the proper way to do that is to make sure that we don't allow the Congress to abdicate its authority to pass laws to these bureaucracies who are self-aggrandizing, who create their own little empires. But nevertheless, that's where he sat. And if we go back and we look at this book now, 6 years later, Why Nudge? The Politics of Libertarian Paternalism. Think about that oxymoron, libertarian paternalism. Those are mutually exclusive concepts. You either make the choices about your own life or you have somebody else say that for your own benefit, I'm going to make this choice for you and I'm going to nudge you. And he says, we're going to use techniques that we borrowed from the world of psychology, again, Edward Bernays, to help us choose better how to act. And we're going to nudge people in very subtle ways. That's precisely what they're proposing to do with Facebook and Google, pushing information to us, withholding other information from us, doing it behind the scenes, doing it very subtly that they can only do with computer type information like that.
Yeah, you're exactly right, David. Just to piggyback off what you and Owen are saying, basically, you're exactly right. This is an oxymoron. This, what are you calling it? Libertarian paternalism?
That's what Cass Sunstein called it.
How about ass?
Well, basically, it's a cognitive dissonance term. It's basically taking two completely, crazy different concepts and trying to smash them into one. And like you said, they're basically going at a snail's pace with this, trying to incrementally get you used to this. First it's, one moral thing you're giving up and your values, then it's another thing, and it just keeps building and building and building upon each other. And I think it's kind of like when they use that analogy of a frog, being boiled. It's kind of a slow process, but eventually you realize, hey, this is what's going on. And I think that's kind of what people are realizing right now. They're like, hey, I can't take this anymore. This, political correctness, that's why Trump, I believe, got in, is because people are tired of being nitpicked. They're tired of going on this slow, incremental, descent into basically tyranny. And it starts with the language and what you are, allowed to say and what, you're allowed to comment on. And,
we look at the language, the fact that they would create some oxymoron like libertarian paternalism.
Right.
That's what the left has always done. They took over the term liberal. Liberal used to mean somebody that believed in liberty in all aspects of your life. And then they took that over. So then we had to come up with a new term, libertarianism. Okay, now that's being co-opted not only by Cass Sunstein, but by people within the Libertarian Party itself coming out with paternalistic policies. I mean, we've actually seen them abandon their principles in the Libertarian Party. But when we look at this, we have to understand that this is not a conspiracy theory. It is a scientific conspiracy. They talk about engineering. This is Sunstein's approach. This is what he said. He's going to engineer a, quote unquote, choice architecture of government designed environment to frame our decisions. OK, this is what we've seen from Zbigniew Brzezinski talking about a technocracy that is going to control us. This is a very scientific, very deliberate, conspiratorial engineering. And we can see that this is rolling out gradually in slow motion. It's amazing to see this thing just gathering speed like a juggernaut and putting out this narrative that this is in response to Trump's election. This is something that's been planned for a very long time. It is engineered choice architecture.
Well, and let's be perfectly clear here. This isn't just something that's been planned for a long time. This has been going on for a long time. This is going on with the EPA. This is going on with the Federal Reserve. This is going on. And we're going to cover this big time tonight on the nightly news. I can't believe I read this entire thing just about the National Defense Authorization Act this morning for the fiscal year 2017. That's what this is. And what we're seeing is they're taking their mask off. We've been talking about this for a long time. They're finally taking their mask off. They're normalizing the globalization. They're normalizing the federal control or the centralized control. And then what's even stranger is that they're using doublethink or INGSOC to bring it across, whether it's there's no rigged elections, the Russians rigged our elections. When they go low, we go high, yet they cry and whine and bitch and moan and burn buildings down. So it's like this crazy doublethink. And then you talk about with the Cass Sunstein, the libertarian paternalism. It's this weird attack of doublethink, totally confuse the public so that they have no idea what's going on. And then in the midst of all this confusion, all this distraction, bring in the actual arms of the technocracy to do exactly what Cass Sunstein is talking about, except it's not nudging us. They've already nudged us. Now they're putting the nails in the coffin, David.
Yeah, the nudge is simply to say you're not going to see it coming. Okay,
right.
It's like somebody, coming up behind you and, hitting you so hard in the back it knocks you to the ground. Okay, that's their kind of nudge. You just don't see it coming. Okay, it isn't going to be in your face like it was with the motion picture director that they did 100 years ago. And that's why the people on the left need to understand this. I look at what's happened in the past, what is going to happen in the future. The people who should be working the hardest to preserve freedom of speech are the people in the motion picture industry, the people in journalism. And yet they, because they're part of the establishment, they think they're going to be okay with this. They're the ones who are working to forward this scientific technocracy that is going to engineer our decisions.
Exactly, David. That's what I find actually most disturbing, is because the press is supposed to be the bastion of liberty. It's supposed to be able to help people, make decisions on their lives. And they're basically lying. We just popped up a Financial Times article, and they said some liberty Some loss of liberty is a small price. So there you go. He's saying, Cass Sunstein is saying, go ahead and trade your liberty for some fake security in the New World Order, in the global government, global religion. Everything they've said that they're going to do, they've been doing, and they've been building on it and building on it and building on it. And now, like they said, they've taken off the mask. It's really, really, really getting to a point where people have to stand up and say, you know what, we're not going to take this anymore.
Yeah, they have to do this in the background. And this is one of the things when Michael Hastings talked about this. He said, I had some people draw this to my attention back in 2012. This is the first time they started flirting with putting this stuff into the NDAA. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is a very important thing. And the public needs to think, be aware of this. We need to have a conversation about, do we really want to do this? Do we really want to throw away our liberty in the vain hope that we're going to become secure, that we're going to be safer? And that is what they're trying to do now, is to put this narrative out there to say that, hey, you know, we just had the Russians just hacked our election. And so this is a response to that. And that's what, if you fall for that phony narrative, you need to go back and look at how long they've been going down this path and all the different steps that have brought us to here to know that that itself is a lie. That is what they're trying to bring us in. Now, here's the thing that really concerns me, and that is the bipartisan support that this has. It isn't something that's going to go away with Barack Obama. This is something that was passed by an overwhelming majority of Republicans. It was sponsored by a Republican congressman. And so this is not a left-right issue. This is not a Democrat-Republican issue. This is a freedom versus slavery issue, and we need to come together on this, and we need to understand how they're trying to steal this from us. I look at the appointments that Donald Trump has made. He's appointed Scott Pruitt as the Oklahoma, he'd been the Oklahoma Attorney General. He had been fighting the EPA on their abusive regulations, so he brought him in as head of the EPA to fight that kind of abuse. He also brought in Rick Perry, who said he wanted to eliminate the Department of Energy because they were doing a lot of things that were totally unnecessary and counterproductive. And so we see this type of opposition, same thing with Tom Price to oppose Obamacare. What I'm concerned about, and I don't know, and I hope somebody asks in the confirmation hearings, what's the position of Secretary of State proposed Tillerman to this type of propaganda organization that's going to be run out of the State Department? They are funding it to the tune of $80 million a year. What is his position on that? What is the Secretary of Defense, Mattis? They're supposed to work together. Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State are supposed to work together to propagandize Americans. Do you support that? That should be asked by somebody who is a libertarian. If there are any libertarians left in Congress, they ought to ask them that question, because I'm very concerned about that. I don't know if this is on Donald Trump's radar right now or not. I think he is open to these ideas. I think he listens. He doesn't just take whatever the Washington establishment gives him. He's going to consider what the CIA is telling him, plus what he sees with his own ears. He needs to be very aware of how they are taking this thing to do an in-run on the First Amendment, and also to shut down any opposition, including him. So he needs to understand the threat that this opposes to a Trump administration, as well as the threat that it opposes to the American people. And I hope that Donald Trump hears this discussion. I hope this is something that doesn't just pass quietly in the night.
Well, this was something that also, you talk about bipartisan, I believe it also passed with a 92-7 vote.
Overwhelming.
In favor.
Overwhelming.
And you've also got the aspect that this is something that Obama signed on Christmas Eve.
Right.
Christmas Eve? I mean, come on, folks. Let's wake up. Why is he signing a bill on Christmas Eve if not to do it under the cover of night? But I digress. This brings us to an interesting juxtaposition now, David, because with this bill, it even admits, and we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of this, we're going to get into the who's who tonight on the nightly news, but with this bill, it actually requires the president's, you know, he has to cooperate with this. He has to be, he's one of the major power brokers with this new bill. So my question is Obama going to try to use this bill to power broker in his last month? Is Donald Trump going to be the president when the nuts and bolts are started to screw in to the Republic with this bill? That's the interesting juxtaposition that I'm looking at right now, and we've got a month to figure it out. And, of course, there's the obvious question, do Americans even know that this bill was signed?
Right. Well, that's what we're seeing with the NDAA. I'm sorry, let me just say, they always sneak this stuff in at Christmas time. They always fund the NDAA. That's where they put indefinite detention by the military without trial. And that's where they put all of these other goodies that they pack in there at the very last minute, just like they put in the Federal Reserve 103 years ago. They pack this stuff in during the holidays so the American public is not looking at it, and then we come back afterwards and say, look at what they just did to us. And that needs to stop. They need to change the idea that they can pack all of these things that don't really have it. They kind of make it look like it's a defense issue by saying we're going to guard against foreign influence in our government and our elections. And so that's why they put it in the NDA. But we know that that's not what this is about.
Exactly. That's exactly right, David. That's what I was going to say, is that this time of year is actually when the American people have to be most vigilant, because we know Obama just did $6 billion of so-called midnight regulations for the EPA. There's so many different things that he's trying to do, so many different regulations and things that he's trying to push through during the holidays. And this is what they're trying to do, to just go ahead and discredit Donald Trump. And like Owen was saying, the nuts and bolts are definitely going to fall off, you know, once he becomes president, and then it'll be something to blame Trump, you know, on, when it was really the Democrats, you know, and Obama fomenting this, you know, collapse.
And this is over $500 billion that is going to go into the new NDAA bill of unconstitutional activity. And the one thing that they like to do, this is how they get sly about it. You mentioned this earlier, David. Instead of going with the H.R. Bill 5181, Countering Foreign Propaganda and Disinformation Act, which they had to rename this year, they had to put the foreign propaganda in there so they could push the whole Russian phonyism. But what they did, instead of having that pass, they just went ahead and just inserted that in the NDAA. So that way, people paying attention to this don't think, oh, well, it never passed, it never made it to the president. No, yeah, it did. They snuck it into the NDAA bill.
Yeah, what we really need to call that is the Countering InfoWars Act. And all of the rest of the alternative media.
David.
Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about this professor who wished for a white genocide. That was his Christmas wish. We're also going to talk about how they pushed American history away from the history majors. This is incredible. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Ashley Beckford and Owen Scheuer, and we're going to go back to the news. We're going to talk about this Drexel University professor who wished for a white genocide and what that tells us about higher education, some other stories as well. But before we do, I want to let you know that we have extended the sale, the Christmas sale that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. We've extended that to January the 1st. And there is free shipping store-wide. Let me repeat that. Free shipping store-wide. And we've sold out of a lot of items. We've sold out of DNA Force. We've sold out of Biome Defense Probiotics. We've sold out of Calm Child. But we still have, although they're selling out quickly, Secret 12, Survival Shield X2, Lung Cleanse, Living Defense. And we have discounts of 25 to 50% off of on these items that we still have in stock. And also, as I point out, free shipping. So before these items sell out, take advantage of the massive discounts we have at InfoWars Life, as well as the free shipping. Also, the sold out is the fluoride-free toothpaste that has silver in it, as well as iodine and silver bullet, the colloidal silver product that we have. Those will be coming back in stock. These other items we're going to be that I just mentioned, that Secret 12, Survival Shield X2, Lung Cleanse, those we're going to have to start saving the ones that we have left for those who have signed up for auto ship. That's another thing that you can always do to make sure that you are never out of the products that come through here. That is, you can sign up for that. You get a 10% discount and guaranteed that you'll always get it at the interval that you choose. So that's an important thing to remember as well. But right now, free shipping on all products at InfoWars Life. We have extended the sales there. We've got discounts from 25 to 50% and free shipping until January the 1st. Now, Owen and Ashley, when I looked at this article here, this guy who said, all I want for Christmas is white genocide, you know, I thought, he came back and he said, oh, it was just satire. And we can talk about whether or not it was satire, what his real intentions were with that. But I thought, you know, if he was going to be satirical, he could be a little bit funnier about it. You know, he could have said, I'm dreaming of
Oh, you don't think that's funny?
Yeah, well, you know.
Joking about really genocide, awesome. Okay.
But he could say, you know, I'm dreaming of a white genocide, you know, just like all the Democrats I know. You know, right to the right.
Make a whole song.
Exactly. He could do a whole song on that. But I think it's interesting that as he comes out and as he was called on this, he came out and said, well, you know, white genocide is just a fantasy, and I wanted to troll these people.
Fantasy.
What he is doing, and the next tweet that he put out, he said, to clarify, when the whites were massacred during the Haitian Revolution, that was a good thing indeed. So then he points to a real situation of people being targeted for their race and saying, but it's just a fantasy. I think what he's trying to do is foment the kind of racial warfare that we see George Soros and the rest of them doing. And then when he gets called on it, he says, oh, it was simply satire.
Well, I don't think nitwits like this guy really deserve much of our time. This is just another nitwit professor. We see him all over. I witnessed him when I was in college. A bigger story to me is, and this is from InfoWars.com, George Washington University has eliminated its United States history requirement for history majors in order to attract more students in our globalizing world. And I think it all ties together. If they eliminate American history, if they eliminate students in higher education knowing about our history, well, then they can do anything. They can demonize white people. They can demonize any race. It doesn't matter because nobody knows the truth. Nobody knows how this country was founded. And it's just amazing to me. I could not graduate from my high school unless I knew every single one of the Bill of Rights by heart. I could not graduate, folks. I could not graduate unless I got an A+, 100% on my Constitution test. I went to CBC High School in St. Louis. I could not be more prouder of that fact. Every school should be doing that with their students.
Well, the amazing thing is that this is roughly one-third of the nation's top colleges and universities have removed American history for history majors. This is the kind of deliberate dumbing down of America we've been warned about.
And they have plenty of communist propaganda in books and things that will teach you about their so-called real true history of America. So that's what they want people to do instead of actually having the real true history of America.
Well, that's it. That's how they want to control our information. Now, that's all we have time for today. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.